Hi, welcome to Pokemon Monday for June 25th, 2010. I'm doing the intro today. This is Henry Gilbert, and with me is...
Michael Grimm. And...
Carolyn! Hi, guys! Hey.
Well, so we just got back from E3, and some of us did. There wasn't a lot of Pokemon news at E3 proper, but there still was a lot that happened last week that a lot of people didn't really notice, though. So, Carolyn?
Yeah, you want to get right into first, wanted to mention the new black and white details that have leaked. Actually, it was last week. Well, they didn't leak, actually. I think it was the Japanese Pokemon website announced it, and Korokoro kind of talked about it, too. But so some concrete details we have about black and white. Apparently you can upload your save file to the internet and play online via like the Pokemon website.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, actually just, would it be the real game that you could play off the website?
Cause that's what we don't know
that'd
yet.
That'd be pretty extreme.
Yeah. I think it's still kind of up in the air whether it's going to be the full game that's available online or whether there's just parts of the game that you can play online and then transfer. And we know you can transfer your save file back to the game and keep playing on the game.
Like maybe like how you can send out a Pokemon to a Pokewalker. You could send a Pokemon to the computer and then just play some side games there. Or maybe how they have the game rooms and all that. You could play like a Voltorb match or search or whatever the name of that game is.
Yeah.
On your PC.
I'm hoping it's a little more robust than that. I think was it last episode we were talking about like if they had like a full online community with like achievements and
That would be really cool.
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, actually, and the Pokéathlon stuff from Gold and Silver, they could put that on there. That'd be really fun to play against a lot of people.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting, and I think we're looking forward to seeing what the deal is with that. And then the other small tidbit I wanted to mention that is exciting for me is that we saw in some screenshots that were released on, I think the official Japanese Pokemon website, that the battle menus are at least partially bilingual. So it'll be easier, I think, for fans who want to import.
Well, I'm sure you're going to import it.
I'm definitely going to import. Yeah, and I guess it doesn't make too much difference because most of the people who have imported or are considering importing it. Pokemon game already know the words for like battle and bag and run and you can kind of probably just tell just by based on the layout of the buttons, but the buttons on the lower screen for the battle menu definitely showed like it was in both English and Japanese, so something to consider moving forward.
Do you think that circuit sort of be like you could have play with Japanese players too, where it's like can you already do that where it automatically translates it?
Oh, it doesn't translate it. That's weird. Like, if you're in the union room, I noticed this because people complained to me. Like, if you're in the union room and you have a Japanese cartridge in Gen 4 and you're talking to someone with an American cartridge or, you know, whatever, any other region, it'll say, like, konnichiwa instead of hello in Japanese text.
It's weird.
Yeah. So, and it's not even, like, in Romaji. It's, like, full-on, like... Kana, so and then also when you trade Pokemon, I think when you trade from Japanese cartridge, it retains the Japanese characters on the Pokemon name if you haven't like nicknamed
it.
Yeah,
I think so.
I kind of like that actually. I mean, maybe
I just meant it for the social aspect kind of thing, because I mean, since you're using sort of the same like stock words, it seems like it'd be cool to be able to like interact and make like, you know, little broken sentences.
That's very true. So, yeah, you know, that would be so easy for them to do, and I don't know why it does that. And maybe it's just in the union room. Maybe if you're on Wi-Fi, it does it. But yeah, that's actually a really good point. I think we're gonna keep our eyes on that to see, you know. Because I think that's a big factor when people import the games. Like, I imported Diamond when that came out, but even then I mean, I can read it enough to get through the game, but it's still not quite as comfortable as playing the game in English, and I was, like, really excited when it came out in the U.S., so... And I think if I wasn't working here, I may not have imported it just because of that.
Well, Nintendo has such a really great, like, localization team. Like, it makes a big difference reading it. But
yeah, that's very true.
But I guess, I mean, they never have, like, a super deep story anyway, so it's not so bad. I guess not really reading everything, but I think I'm going to wait. I don't think I'll report it.
Well, I don't know if you know this offhand, Carolyn, but is the comfy shorts line in Japanese? Is that guy in Japanese?
I don't know.
Because I remember that's like my class there. It's like the best line, I think, in the whole game. But
which guy is that?
He's like, it's from like Red and Blue, where he's just like, he just talked to him for no reason. He talks about how much he loves wearing comfy shorts. Like, he wears shorts because they're comfy.
He's probably in there. That's a good point. I never played Red and Blue in Japanese.
Ah, okay.
Played a little bit of Yellow, but.
That'd be pretty ahead of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I don't have the information in front of me on this, but apparently someone mentioned that in one of the previous games, I think it was in Red and Blue, a girl makes mention of the new Pokemon Muna that was shown. Like, there's some like cave or something. I need to look this up.
Really?
Yeah, it's been so long that I think it was in
it's
Red
hard
and Blue.
To remember things.
And she there's a girl and an NPC that says something about a pink fluffy Pokemon with a floral pattern.
Weird.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really fit any previous ones. I
right, think. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll look that up. Maybe I'll post it on the Pokemon Monday page, but I saw that earlier this week.
It's all part of Pokemon Master Plan.
Yeah,
it's all been planned out since, like, 99.
Yeah. Like, Lost, I don't know. Okay, and one other thing before we get into these rumors. I wanted to make a quick apology to people who are still waiting for their Phoebus that I was going to trade. There's still a couple people left. Our Wi-Fi in the office has been, like, on and off, like you guys can attest to. It's been, like, down.
I finally got Winter's Path when it was on, but I think
that's So, yeah, it's back down again. So it's been on and off for, like, the past week. And, like, it seems like every time I have an appointment to trade with somebody, it's down. So, but our IT department has assured me on Friday that they would find a permanent fix to it. So if you're still waiting for your Phoebus, please be patient. I will get to you once the Wi-Fi goes back up.
I don't think we're not aware of the fact that it's ironic that a website has such difficulties with their
I know. Seriously. Well, it's embarrassing.
Well, they're so focused on making the stupid iPad work with it. Not interested in making DSs work with Wi-Fi.
Sigh. The Wii's don't work either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, shall we move on to these juicy, juicy rumors?
Yeah, these are pretty crazy.
Yeah. I saw this on PokeBeach. Apparently, there's this guy named... I can't pronounce his name. Does anyone know how to say...
Martin?
Martin.
I was going to say Martin. Silent J.
Let's just say Martin with a silent J. Mueller? Something.
Mueller.
There you go, Mueller.
It has an umlaut over the... Or whatever. Oh, over the U.
So Mueller, then.
Mueller?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Mueller.
And
Mueller.
Apparently, this guy... I've never heard of him. But uh-huh. I've never heard of... Yeah, a lot of people will get that. It's going to be sad. Like, all the young Pokemon fans. Already don't get true. Ferris Bueller
Ferris
references.
Bueller,
yeah. Okay, but yeah. So apparently this guy is like really respected and is a trustworthy source of news and information in the gaming world. And I guess he's never let anyone down before. But he has been talking about a bunch of like insider information that he has for Pokemon Black and White. And it all sounds very plausible to me. Mm-hmm. And everyone believed him and thought it was totally true. But then there's this one thing he did that kind of cast doubt on his whole story. Mm-hmm. And so one of the rumors that he, you know, put out that he had from some supposedly insider source is that Tauros will have an evolution in Black and White called Minotaurus that stands on two legs. Now, this sounds totally plausible to me.
Yeah, it does sound plausible, yeah. Though I wonder, if that, like, is Tauros his American name and his Japanese name, or is that just his...
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's the same.
Okay, all right, because that's one thing, like, the name, like, if it's only his American name, then they probably haven't, they're nowhere close to revealing American names for guys, but but Tauros sounds like it could be what he is in Japan, too. That's
he's definitely modeled after that.
Yeah. Oh, not totally. Yeah. You're right.
But so the only thing that cast doubt on this is that he posted this image that just looks like straight ripped off of DeviantArt.
Yeah.
It's obvious fan art.
Totally.
I mean, I like it. Like, I'm not going to make fun of it or anything. It's obviously some kind of amateur art. To me, like, if I drew this, I'd be proud of it.
Yeah.
But it's obviously fan art.
No, it's not the kind that would get approved by the Pokemon dudes.
Right.
Like, Grim interviewed them a while ago, the Pokemon, two high-ranking Pokemon dudes, yeah. right? And they said that they have, like, a million rejected pieces of Pokemon art, and this would be one of them, I think.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, so when people called him on it, he apparently responded and just said, like, oh, this isn't the official art. It's just meant to give you an idea of what it looks like.
Oh, I see.
But it seems kind of weird that he didn't clarify that when at the time that he posted it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even then, though, I mean, a lot of this just sounds pretty good, though, a lot of the rumors that he suggested.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go down this list. He actually has, a huge amount of rumors that I would go so far as to say are kind of spoilery, almost.
Mm.
So he says there will be 157 new Pokemon, bringing the total to 650. What do you guys think about that?
I like that. It's a nice round number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of high. I think it's kind of a high number.
Yeah. It seems pretty high. Because, I mean, what's the average for, like, per game? Like, 100, 120?
Yeah. I think gold and silver. Like 100. I think it was less than 100, wasn't it?
I thought it went for, like, 150 to 250 in that one. I thought that's how high it went.
That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure, like...
I think the lowest one was gold and silver, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think, 150 seems a little bit high, but it's plausible.
Still plausible.
650 is a good number.
Yeah, no, it's good. I would hope they would bring it to that number. But,
yeah.
But.
And then the next one, this is kind of juicy. So, just like Giratina complements Dialga and Palkia, there's going to be a large green cobra that will be the third piece in the... Reshiram, Zekrom, Trinity.
Yeah. Well, not to offend any of our Catholic listeners.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. They are big into Trinities and the legendaries.
But, okay, here's the deal. I don't doubt that there's going to be a third one that, that complements Reshiram and Zekrom, but don't you think a large green cobra would look too much like Rayquaza?
A lot like Rayquaza. Mm. That's true. It really does.
And there's also, what's that cobra Pokemon? Arbok?
Yeah, cobra backwards. Brett comes up to me one day. Oh my god, did you know that Arbok is cobra backwards? Whoa! Wow.
Guess what about Ekans? Mario is Olimar backwards, or Olimar is Mario backwards.
It's close.
But yeah, so yeah, I kind of doubt the large green cobra thing.
Yeah, that sounds goofy.
It seems kind of repetitive for them, too.
Yeah.
Rayquaza,
especially because Rayquaza was in that third role, too.
Yeah. And he was the one for Ruby, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that wasn't the most recent game, but... I don't know. It doesn't seem original enough for them, I'd say.
Yeah. So, yeah, the jury's still out on that one. I'm not sure about that. I think that's the least likely of all the rumors that he was reporting on.
Hmm.
And then the another big one that is kind of supported by the screenshots we've seen is that there's going to be a big overhaul to the weather system.
Mm.
So
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's cool, too. So, and anyone who's a Pokemon fan is probably somewhat familiar with weather conditions and how those affect battle and which Pokemon can affect the weather. Like, for example, the example given on Pokebeach was Groudon's drought summons sunlight, which boosts fire type moves by 50%. Rain boosts water moves 50%. We know these things. Sandstorm, but apparently... and this guy is saying that in Black and White, there's certain items that you can use to affect the weather conditions.
Huh.
I'm not sure whether they're like battle items that you use or whether they're hold items.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be really powerful if they were passive items you could hold. Because I mean,
yeah,
like Hippodon or whatever, like those ones have, and like what Snowdon is the other one? Is that the guy that has it? That sort of have like the abilities.
Abomasnow.
Yeah. Just sort of like the talents that let them automatically change the weather when they come
Groudon
or whatever.
Yeah, Hippodon. I think, who was it? Someone in our office tournament, I think it was Brett, had a Hippodon, and I was just getting buffeted by that sandstorm.
Oh, Eric had one
too.
Badly.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I mean, it seems like if you have a hold item that can do that, that would sort of, make the... That's not nature. What's the word? Just ability? Is that just the ability kind of weak for someone that has it stuck on.
And it would just really complement the type, too,
Yeah.
So
well, maybe weather will just be happening more too. Like they'll, like I felt like in Gold and Silver, you just like walk to an area, like one set area, and it was always raining. Or here's the area where it's a blizzard, but it wasn't that random.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
Right. Yeah. And also the other thing that he's saying too is that there's approximately 20 of these items, so there's going to be like, what, like 20 different weather conditions?
That's quite a lot, I guess.
Because how many weather conditions are there now? There's like
rain, sunny,
ice, snow,
sand. I think that's it.
It's not
so
much.
And I guess it's from what he's saying, the example that he gives, it sounds more like less a weather thing and more of a type thing. Because the example that he gives is setting up a poison field, which causes poison type attacks to gain 30% accuracy, sludge bomb to have 100% poison rate, and the effects of toxic spikes poison to have an immediate effect. So poison isn't really a weather thing unless...
Well, I guess it maybe more so means things that act like weather, like more things that follow the same rules that the weather conditions followed before.
Yeah, because I mean, like, sunlight affects fire types, but sunlight isn't, like, exactly...
Yeah, I never got that, how you could do, like, what was it, Ho at sunny day, and I didn't even get that until I caught Ho, or I forget if I looked it up, I was like, why sunny day, why does he keep doing that? And then his fire move would just murder me every time.
It makes sense.
The thing that surprised me about that, too, is that how you can use solar beam without charging up when it's sunny out, right? Like, you can just, you don't have to charge up the turn before, understanding.
That's really awesome.
There's like weird move combinations like that, like defense curl and rollout. I didn't realize that works together either, but side point.
Yeah. Weather can be a powerful tool if wielded.
Maybe this would like even it out though. How like weather, there's only so many variations on weather that it can only help certain types, that now they want to like include all the types in it. Like,
yeah.
Poison it, because like what kind of weather type will there be that'll be good for metal type, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's interesting though.
So and it is kind of bared out by the screens that we've seen. There's like a little weather indicator during the battle, so I think if it's not 100% accurate, that there's going to be some truth to this info. And then the other thing that he says, the last big juicy piece of insider info that he reveals, is that there's going to be more choices in the plot, that the plot isn't going to be completely linear in black and white, and that there's going to be a big theme of good versus evil and yin and yang, which you can kind of already tell by Reshiram and Zekrom and Yin Pokemon and the Yang.
Well, they already have like yang black Pokemon. And white, yin and yang. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So, but he says that the decisions and choices you make will influence the plot of the game. And if you make good choices, you might get certain help or items, whereas bad choices could have negative effects, which to me, it's like, if that's totally true, then wouldn't everyone just do the good choices?
Yeah, I guess
like, there has to be some benefit to choosing negative.
Yeah, I hope
else
if they're
going to
be
useless.
Like, if they're going to be inspired by like the BioWare dark side, light side kind of thing, that like the games that do that most correctly do give you a real benefit from being bad. But, like, I can't see Nintendo... Like, that's just so counter to Nintendo, especially in a Pokemon game, to actually reward you in any way for being a bad person.
Right. As much as I want that to be true, I still don't think that that's actually the case. No, like, I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't seem like they would ever, ever, ever do that. And that seems like a huge change for Pokemon. As much as I like it, change isn't really what Pokemon does best.
Right. No, I totally agree.
I would like this to be true, though. I'd love their stories to find... Like, that's where... I think where Pokemon is... Everything gets incremental changes, but the stories in Pokemon have still been pretty much the same, and they could really use an update.
It's possible they could, and I don't think this is the case at all, but it's possible that they could have a less linear plot where you choose between, like... two good choices, you know? Like,
Maybe just have like just the gym leader battles aren't so obviously put in front of you of who to go to next and all that.
Yeah, oh, that's another thing too. Pokemon Sunday revealed, I think, one of the gyms.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah, I don't think it's the first gym in the game, but I think they kind of teased one gym. And there's also they showed a little bit more gameplay. I'll post it on the Pokemon Monday page, article page, which I hope everyone is checking out, by the way, gamesradar.com. But I'll embed those, or at least link to the videos. But yeah, there's a couple different gameplay videos from Pokemon Sunday where they show some battles and some other stuff. Sorry, that was off topic, but that just reminded me of it. But yeah, it would be cool if it was, because I mean, well, you've already had to, like, in previous games, had to choose between legendaries, like if you chose like gold or silver or ruby or sapphire.
Yeah.
It makes sense that within one game they might make you choose.
Yeah, and that would also make the differences between each person's game increase, like which is what they like doing with the legendaries or with choosing your starter Pokemon or all that kind of stuff. Like making you choose, not letting you have it all.
Making you be social, like, you know, relying on other players to fill in the gaps for you.
Or relying on your wallet to buy another copy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So either way, whatever works. But yeah, so... yeah, I think all of these rumors have a little bit of truth in them, maybe. Except for the green Cobra. Well, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, they all sound believable, though. I wonder. I don't know. I feel they are 85 to 80% believable.
Yeah, I would give it about an 80% believable ranking. 85, maybe.
I'm going to go 73%.
73%. Conservative estimate.
Conservative estimate.
Yeah, I think, maybe 80%. Unfortunately, we didn't see anything black and white at E3.
Yeah.
There was a rumor going around that Nintendo would have some kind of booth for black and white. Mm-hmm. I knew it was just going to be for decoration if they had it, because obviously they wouldn't have, like, gameplay available or anything. But I did go over to the Nintendo booth and, like, verify that they had absolutely nothing for black and white. And also the other reason for that is that they were showing the new Ranger game and the PokePark Wii Pikachu's Adventure game, which actually looks really cute. Did you guys watch the trailer for that?
I watched a bit
of it. It was pretty adorable.
So I mean, I never get that excited for these spin-off games that are just kind of kiddie games without much substance, but you know, Pokemon Snap was really good, and Pikachu's Adventure is gonna have some photo taking functionality, but I think it's gonna be similar to like the way Ranch has photo taking functionality. It's not gonna really be a gameplay feature, but you can take pictures and share them if you choose to. But I think it looks cute. I think it looks like something I would play when I want to just relax or whatever.
Yeah, it does look really adorable. I agree.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like they glued two N64s together.
Oh. I kind of like that look. I don't know why. I think it's kind of cute. But, so it's just, I don't know how much anyone is following this, but it's just a little adventure game where you collect shards of some description and befriend a Pokemon and have them help you unlock new areas. And there's lots of mini games and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the PokePark game's been out in Japan for a while.
I think,
but I don't know.
Yeah, it came out last year.
I think that Ranger was just a new announcement. I don't think I'd heard. Not that any of us really.
I think that we knew a Ranger was coming. Didn't it get a title change? Wasn't it like...
Maybe.
What's it called now?
Guardians of
Light.
The Rainbow Guardians of the Sea. I
think it's Light, isn't it? No, Guardian Signs. Sorry, they
Guardian
changed it
Signs,
to. I think it was called Guardians of the Light before, and they changed it to Guardian Signs. Wow, I could not care less about Pokemon Ranger.
I actually have a funny story about Pokemon Ranger. Now that I think about it.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. In my previous tenure at another video game website that shall remain nameless, there was a guy who ended up having to take a preview for the previous Pokemon Ranger game. And it was under much duress. No one really wanted to go see this game, and we were kind of busy. But he ended up taking the appointment. And the appointment was him, as an adult, going to a nature walk that was all children.
I wanted to go to that so bad! Yeah. I remember that appointment. I got the press release for it, and I'm like... This sounds so fun. I want to go on a nature walk. But the press release said this is strictly for children.
I don't think that was conveyed.
Whoever assigned it to him didn't read the press release. Because the press release definitely said this is for kids.
Yeah.
Wow. So I just wish I knew a kid. But like,
caveat to the story was that everybody that went on that got a free DS and a copy of the game. So he came back with a free DS and a copy of a
Lucky.
Ranger game.
Yeah. And he got to spend the day out on a nature walk, which, I could imagine a lot worse things.
Yeah. But all just him awesome. And a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have gone. That's always how it is. Like when you go to Toys R Us to claim your download. That's always just a bunch of kids. But yeah. Oh gosh, I should have gone to that. I totally remember that event. Oh man. But yeah, I'll just be totally honest. I don't know how you guys feel, but I hate Pokemon Ranger. I'm sorry. Yeah. I could barely get through the one to get the Manaphy. Like that was like, it took me like, I don't know, like 6.5 hours, and it just felt like 50 hours, like just trying to get that Manaphy.
I'm familiar with the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon games. I know what those play like. What is Ranger like? Is it like a Zelda, or is it like
It's like a dungeon-y kind of game where, I don't know about all the Rangers, but I played the one to get the Manaphy. I think that was the first one, the first Pokemon Ranger game. I did not play the second one because the first one was so tedious to get through. But it's just it's a very basic game, just really, really dumbed down. No offense, it's a fine adventure game, but if you're used to the mainline Pokemon games, it's nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
And it just has this little mini game, like when you and you don't collect the Pokemon in the game, you just rescue them or whatever, because you're not a Pokemon trainer, you're a Pokemon Ranger.
Right.
And it's like in this nature preserve, and nobody catches Pokemon there. It's all just like, I don't even remember what the plot is, but it's like catch and release, basically, whatever. And the mini game throughout the whole game was anytime you needed to like capture a Pokemon or whatever they called it, something else, you just have to scribble the stylus around in a circle, like a circle around the
map. I hate that.
Yeah, you like draw furious circles around the Pokemon, and it's kind of fun. Like certain Pokemon have different abilities that will like break your circle, or you know, it's not terrible. It's definitely a fine game on its own merits, but
it seems like there's holes in the Pokemon mythology, though, where it's like, I'm a Pokemon Ranger and this is a Pokemon reserve where you're not allowed to catch Pokemon, but it's like the whole point is you catch rare Pokemon. So you've got the one game sort of, I guess, promoting poaching, and then the other game's like, no, these are rare animals.
Exactly.
And it's like,
not. It's weird because it's like, and Pokemon Ranger definitely does seem like the plot definitely seems down on catching Pokemon.
Yeah, so. That's kind of weird. Well, then I know in Mystery Dungeon you just are a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which, though apparently, this is getting too into it, but I know there was a plot of the first game was like that you were a person who became a Pokemon, and like you were but I also remember you could take a test in the beginning to see what Pokemon you are.
Yeah, I was like, never happy with those test results. I'm like, just let me pick. I want to be Bulbasaur.
I am not Chimchar. How dare you?
I'd be happy to be Chimchar.
Yeah, Chimchar's not that bad.
We should move on.
But yeah, sorry. Yeah, speaking of Pikachu, I wanted to mention our featured Pokemon this week is Raichu, because he gets no love. Pikachu takes. Oh, yeah, I want to see a fight between you guys, Raichu fan versus Raichu hater. But yeah, he kind of gets left out because Pikachu gets all the fame, and like that one episode that was about evolution that everyone, at least I remember pretty vividly from the show, basically just totally down on Raichu, saying like, oh, but you know, you shouldn't involve your Pikachu into a Raichu because Raichu can't learn any new moves.
Also, Raichu is not as cute and therefore less marketable.
Pikachu in the show. So
But no, that's one thing on the show, like. Who would really, like, not evolve their Pikachu that long? Like, they would have, I don't know, everybody would evolve. Or, to at least be complete, they would have caught another Pikachu and evolved that so they could fill out their Pokedex more.
Have we talked about this before, though? Or is, like, has Ash ever actually captured that Pikachu? Or is it just the one that follows him around, like, by his own volition?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good point.
I guess he's just his friend. He just follows him around. He can't
eat. He still commands him in battle, though.
Mm, yeah, this is true. That's true. I don't know. Ash in general has a weird relationship with his Pokemon, different from most people. But
this is true.
But yeah, I like Raichu. I think he's cute, but not definitely not as cute as Pikachu or Pichu, especially. Yeah. But like, he's I don't know. He's tougher. I like his tail too. His tail is like kind of like long and has a point at the end. And yeah. Mm.
But like, it just seems like, I mean, the stat boost you get from evolving Raichu aren't that incredible that it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just always thought he looked doofy because it's like he sort of has the exact same face Pikachu does, just sort of transplanted onto this oafier body. So I feel it's like you've got Pikachu, who's sort of the quintessentially cutest Pokemon in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, most recognized. I don't know. He's iconic. Yeah. I think he is. So anything after that's just going to sort of be like a downhill slope, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right. I don't hate Raichu, but he's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, you're probably better off just sticking with Pikachu, because people also like seeing Pikachu pulled out in, like, in a fight. I think people like seeing that, too. But I don't know. I like Raichu, but I probably, if I had a Thunder, just one Thunderstone, I would use it on Eevee first. Mm. I definitely want a Jolteon.
Yeah. That. It's really weird thinking about it. Like, obviously, people don't want to evolve their Pikachus into Raichus because they love Pikachu so much. It just seems really weird that gameplay-wise, they didn't give Raichu anything good to entice people to evolve their Pikachus. Like, Raichu doesn't learn any new any good moves.
Maybe it was them, like, admitting that they think that they don't want Pikachu to evolve either. Maybe they were, like, too far
along.
But
then why create an evolution?
I don't know.
So they could make that one episode of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Teach kids about evolution.
Don't evolve this one into this one. He's not as good.
Yeah. I should say teach kids about Pokemon evolution. I don't know. Poor Raichu.
Yeah. Oh, well. Maybe, you know, I would hope if anybody's going to get a fourth evolution, I think maybe Pikachu should. And I think he should, like, maybe have one above Raichu. Like, that would be cool if they put...
But then you'd have to have a Raichu to get the fourth one. I guess.
Well, maybe just a side evolution then for Pikachu.
How about a pre evolution where he's like a tiny newborn, like...
It's just a little yellow ball.
He's just a chew.
Like,
yeah. Chew.
You can't do pee, so it has to be chew.
Yeah. Yeah, Pichu is almost too adorable for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I like Pichu.
I prefer, of the super cute ones, I prefer Minun and Plus.
Minun and Plus, yeah. The only thing I can say negative about Pichu, and I don't know if anyone else had this problem, because GameFAQs basically said that I'll just say the problem. In the Game Boy Advance Pokemon Pinball, Pokemon Pinball Advance, I guess it was called, I had a complete Pokedex, complete. Except for Pichu. Except I could not catch Pichu. And I put like 50 hours into that pinball game. I had every Pokemon. Like my dex was 100%. Well, it was 100% complete except for Pichu. And like I would look on GameFAQs and I was like, oh, this is fairly common in this area. Whatever. I could not freaking catch that Pichu. What?
I don't know.
Pichu,
I didn't play
what happened?
That one.
Did anyone else, please, listeners, if anyone else had the problem with the Pichu in Pokemon Pinball Advance, please let me know. I think it had to be it couldn't have been a glitch in my game. It was super frustrating. Though. I tried forever, like more than 50 hours. Like I tried for a really long time.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and I could never catch a Pichu. So, I had kind of negative feelings toward him after that, but since then I've gotten over it.
Yeah.
But
so Raichu is okay.
Yeah, see, Raichu even
Raichu is okay. Pokemon.
It should be noted that even in our discussion about Raichu, we've spent more time talking about Pikachu
and Pichu and pinball.
Raichu,
poor
Raichu.
Remember Pokemon Ranger? That's more interesting.
Oh no, burn.
Poor Raichu.
Yeah, well, thank you, Raichu, for being you. Just want to give a shout out to Raichu.
And teaching us all a lesson about
just be yourself,
evolution.
Kids. Just be yourself, guys. Yeah. Especially Lieutenant Surge's Raichu just really was the...
Raichu.
Got
hit
thrown
him with
under
another
the bus.
Body slam.
Raichu, wherever you are. Okay. I guess should we wrap it up with that?
I think that's a good quote.
semi-salute to Raichu. Okay, well, I guess we're signing out. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.